1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Is this James?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Blake calling from Auto Repair. How are you doing today, man?
Oh, cool. Hey, I'm doing good, man. What's up? I'm
calling about the Camino you dropped off?
Yeah, what's up?
I had the boys look at it. They did the full 70-point inspection. Everything's looking good, man.
Sweet.
Yes, and the fluids, I see here, all the fluids are topped off.
Uh-huh.
And that looks good. Yes, yeah, so it looks like you will be able to pick it up next Tuesday. Sound good?
Wait, hold on. When?
Next Tuesday. Maybe Wednesday, but most likely next Tuesday.
Wait. Why can't I come pick it up today? You just said you did the inspection and it's done. What's up?
Yeah, the inspection's done, but we just need to finish the body work first.
Whoa. No. No body work. I just want an inspection. Don't touch my car.
And I know that, but we're going to have to do body work, but it's just going to be real quick.
Bro,
and we'll get it back to you right away.
Yo, what's going on with my car? What body work are you doing on my car?
Calm down, okay?
No, I'm not going to calm down. I sent my car in for an inspection, and now you're telling me that I need body work. I just wanted an oil change and a damn tune-up. What are you talking about?
Okay, but you know, I have a funny story to tell you.
Yeah, I doubt that, but tell me.
We have a couple of those lifts in our garage so we can work underneath it, etc.
Yeah, I know what a lift is.
Hey,
get to the point.
I'm just telling a story here. All right.
Dude, I don't want a story. I want my car.
And I'm trying.
What is going on with my car?
I just want you to know, and I'm trying to inform you. What happened was one of our mechanics thought it might be funny to raise your car up on the lift and take a nap in it.
What?
Yeah, he had like a huge lunch apparently. I didn't ask, but he was super tired.
This is bullshit, dude. This is completely unethical. I don't bring my car over to your shop so you can go take a nap in it and then mess up my car.
Dude, I did.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
I did not take the nap, sir. That was Randy's fault. I am the supervisor.
You're the supervisor? Well, where the were you? Why weren't you supervising?
I actually was on lunch, too. It was just a bad timing kind of thing. You know how that is.
Jesus. Yeah, no, I'm starting to get a really good idea what bad timing is like. Get to the point.
Okay.
What's going on with my car?
So here's the point. The lift got stuck. And so, well, he had a big lunch, and he had to use the restroom, so he kind of pooped himself in your car.
No. Do not tell me he defecated in my car.
Okay, I will tell you, he did not defecate in your car, but he really did.
Good!
But you told me, sir, not to tell you that.
Okay, you know what? What are you going to f***ing do about it, man?
Well,
that's all you leather I put in there.
I will say, when I got back from lunch and I heard about this, I had a very strongly worded conversation. I almost swore. I was mad. He almost cried, man. You should have seen it. Well, he had just pooped his pants, so maybe that was why, but he was all upset.
But he's not working there anymore, right? You fired him, correct?
He's on break right now, actually.
Oh, another break. So we can go in my car again? What the is going on there?
Look,
number one, that dude needs to be fired. Number two, everything in my car is going to be replaced, and it's going to be ready in a speeding amount of time, or I'm going to come down there and break your face. Do you understand me?
All right, you sound really angry. Is this like a roid rage thing you got going on? Because one of my employees saw you, and he was like, dude, that guy is definitely juicing.
Okay, you know what? You're want to be Mr. Little Cutie Ass, cute, smart little mouth with the funny little jokes. That's it. I'm coming over there right now.
Sir?
You let me know. I'm going to tow my car.
Sir?
I will get it to someone else, and you can talk to my attorney.
That was the first time I've been called cute in a long time, and thank you.
No, that's all right, because when I get done with your face, it's going to be happening all the time. Yo, why are you laughing? This shit isn't funny, man.
Dude,
you know what? I'm going to come down there and kick your ass right now.
You have no idea how hard it is to not laugh
during these phone calls. You know how hard it is. You're going to know how hard my fist is when I rub it up against your damn spine.
Hold on. Listen, my name is Jose. I'm on a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm doing a prank phone call on you, bro.
Dude, you know what? This isn't funny. Where's my car? I'm coming down to the shop right now.
Let me prove this to you. You have a friend named Sam. He emailed us and he set you up. He said you were super overprotective of your car, so he knew you'd flip out if I called and messed with you.
you son of a...
I told you everything was going to be fine, dude.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But for real, my car's okay?
Dude, yes, your car is totally fine. But seriously, wait till next Wednesday to come get it. We have a lot of body work, dude. We're not more than I didn't tell you.
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.